This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports. This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRR,
FM.com.
Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We are here for the Owls regular season opener, which this year is a road contest, a little different this year, in Punxsutawney, week one in 2022. Now, historically, the Owls have opened up their season in Brookville. That's kind of been where we've been at for the last few years, and that's been the beginning of a tough look schedule for the Owls, and last year that played out by way of multiple injuries in the first few weeks, multiple season-ending injuries, something I actually talked to Mike Erickson about during our halftime with the AD show that will be coming up during our halftime from the game. But meanwhile, week one in Punxsutawney against the Chucks, team known for their running game. I'm here with my color commentary, Cameron Snodgrass. My sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station. Cam, this run game here tonight is going to be something that we're very familiar with, and we have seen last year we struggled a lot against it, but last year we lost a lot of those defensive guys early on. We were forced to play with backups for a lot of the season, and then some of those guys went down as well. So a lot of excitement in the Owls offseason coming in, but they're going to be tested early here tonight in week one.
Yeah, and Coach Puglia, the one thing I know that he's been putting an emphasis on this year was, I mean, over the summer break, was the run defense, was figuring out how to stop the run, because if I count the games that we were punished and bullied by the run, it was on both hands with how many times that has happened. So I'm excited to see it with – I think there is a great core on that defensive side of the ball this year that we should be able to stop the run. A lot of like A.J. Gleason coming back is a massive –
Gleason looks great.
Yeah, massive, massive upgrade from last year, and that's going to hopefully go a long way this year if we can stay healthy on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, Gleason, a junior this year, I believe. Last year as a sophomore, he was already a big kid, but he really filled out. A lot of these guys hit the weight room, and that was one of the things we talked about, and that buzz around the team. There was a ton of signups this year for Owls football. There was a lot of early work, kids hitting the weight room. So a lot of buzz this year, and we get some of those guys back. We get the A.J. Gleasons that we lost early on in the season. We're also going to see our guys on that front line, Alex Gangloff, Luke Kerr, Joe Carey, and then with those seniors that graduated out last year that were, you know, strong in the secondary. We had Dalton Dixon as a linebacker. We had Elijah Fitton as a cornerback. We have guys that are coming in and stepping up and filling out those roles. Lucas Laktash will be getting a lot of work in the linebacker position. And Elijah's little brother, Isaiah, will be playing cornerback. And he comes with a lot of athleticism as well. He's another two-sport athlete. A lot of these guys are. And it should be an interesting game one to see if these guys can stop Punxsy early and often. Because when we were here last year, it was not a pretty story.
No, and a couple other kids that I'm excited to see on the defensive side of the ball, and they're actually former kids that I've coached with the Raptors program, Carter Cawley. I think he runs 6'2 now, about 6'2".
Wow.
And he's playing the linebacker spot, which he should be able to see over the linemen, see where the ball is going. So that's huge. Another one to look out for on the defensive side of the ball is at defensive tackle Jacob Abers, who also runs about 6'1", 6'2-ish. So there's size this year with the Owls defense that wasn't there last year.
Some of this stuff is what I was able to touch on a little more thoroughly with Coach Jeff Puglia as we sit down for the coaches show. Was able to talk to Jeff ahead of our week one matchup. We talked about some of the guys that graduated out, who's going to be stepping up in their place, and our new starting quarterback this year, Talon Reese, who we had a few looks at last year as a freshman, made some freshman mistakes, but also showed flashes of what, you know, a true quarterback. Our last two quarterbacks, Austin Davis, Elijah Fitton, converted from running back. So talked to him about that, and I was able to sit down with him. So here is the coach's show with Jeff Puglia.
Welcome to the Coach's Show with Coach Jeff Puglio, ahead of the Bradford Owls Week 1 season opener on the road in Punxsutawney to take on the Chucks. Thanks for joining me today, Coach.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Glad to be back.
Yeah, speaking of being back, the first thing I wanted to ask you was, you know, we've had a couple of tough seasons the last couple of years. How are the vibes coming in? How was the preseason, the last couple of weeks of practice?
We had more kids sign up for football than we've had in the past several years. So despite the losses, there's a buzz about around the program right now. A lot of kids that wanted to work hard and get after it in the weight room. And I tell you, this is the most fun I've had coaching in quite a while.
Yeah? Well, that's really good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that we had a lot of sign-ups. That's always a good sign. And especially after last season, we had so many injuries. So that I guess, kind of leads me into what I wanted to talk about. Season opener. As you mentioned, we graduated some kids. The last two guys to play quarterback were both converted running backs who then started playing the quarterback position. And now we're in year three of that air raid offense that we just had this big overhaul. And we kind of have our first true pass-first quarterback in Talon Reese. He's a young guy, but he's a true pass-first quarterback. So what's that air raid offense going to look like with Talon behind the wheel?
We're just hoping Talon can kind of let loose and you know, attack defenses where they need to attack. I think the last 2 years, those guys, Austin and Elijah, did a really good job for us. But it's kind of like what you said. They were looking to run or looking for that home run throw just because they hadn't had the time in the offense to understand the nuances. Talon is a student of the game. He's a film guy. Him and Coach Z are always looking at the board, trying to diagnose what a defense giving us and what we should try to take from it. Maybe it's a 5-yard throw, maybe it's a 50-yard throw, but you know, putting the ball in the right spot is definitely what we're looking for from him.
Yeah, he showed some flashes last year when he did get those chances. As you said, Elijah Fitton, who you know, in his first year playing at quarterback, was absolutely electric. But when Reese did get his opportunities, he showed us some stuff. There was a few kind of, you know, freshman plays, I guess, is what you could chalk it up to. But in year two, I'm pretty excited to see what he can do. He does lose a couple of guys, though, namely Dalton Dixon, a couple of those senior wide receivers. Does he have a strong wide receiver class to throw to this year?
Yeah, so they've been working really hard this summer. We did a couple 7-on-7 tournaments and had a good showing. Lucas Lactash is a guy we're going to kind of lean on to kind of fill Dalton's role. He's going to be that deep threat, kind of stretch the field vertically for us. A.J. Gleason and Matt Perry are going to be guys you're going to be looking to see some interior receivers, some inside routes, maybe stretching the field vertically in the middle of the field, but also being able to get those tough yards shorter in the middle. And then Isaiah Fitton, Elijah's brother, had a really good offseason for us. We're looking for big things from him in our Z position on the outside because he can really stretch the field vertically. He can catch screens. He's got speed. And he's got long arms. Like, he can get up in the air and go attack balls and steal them from the defense. And those are just our four main. There's quite a few guys that are going to get a lot of reps that are just going to be in and out for whatever reason. So I think we got a good collection of young receivers and some veteran receivers that will give talent a lot of options.
Speaking of getting guys back from injury, lost a lot of the guys on defense last year. Mike Gow went down. So what's our defensive focus coming in fresh with a new season?
So, I mean, I think the injuries were crippling last year. I mean, we looked through it, and, you know, by the time you added them all up, you know, starter goes down, replacement comes in, goes down. We lost 26 starters throughout the season to injury. And then that wasn't even counting the COVID things. Phone call on Thursday, and they'd say these 10 guys are out tomorrow for contact tracing. So it was just one nightmare after another. So I think getting back to normal, especially on the defensive side of the ball, we aren't contact tracing this year. We're coming out of camp really healthy. Just looking to play sound defensively and just get after people. And it's something we're going to have to really do tonight because Punxsutawney presents some problems for us in their run game.
And that was going to be the last thing. The one last thing I wanted to touch on quickly. First matchup is against Punxsutawney, the Chucks. They are, you know, known for their running strengths. So is that what you would call their biggest strength? Is that strong running game? And what do you have to combat that with up front?
They want to run the ball. They got a really good running back. So they're going to try to get yards on the ground. I think everything goes through this kid on their offense. And the kind of ball is going to work through him. For us, it's You know, in our 4-2 defense, it's just really reading our keys and getting to where we're supposed to be. Our run fits are pretty easy to figure out for our kids. We try to really strip it down so they understand where they're supposed to be no matter what happens, no matter what the opponent is. Our keys stay the same. So just get good at what we're supposed to be doing, get comfortable with it, and then, you know, don't be afraid to make mistakes. I think we did that a lot last year where we kind of, young guys playing, you know, their first taste of Friday Night Lights, and you kind of freeze a little bit. We want them to be a little loose tonight and kind of just get after it. And, you know, if mistakes are going to happen, just play hard. That's really all we're asking.
Well, I appreciate it, Coach, and looking forward to another season of Bradford Owls football. We'll see you down there for week one tonight in Punxsutawney.
Thanks, appreciate it. Let's go, Owls.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
B298CM Bradford, WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. That was the coach's show with Coach Jeff Puglio. Appreciate the input from him before every game. It's valuable information coming down, especially in front of these long road trips. Week one coming in cold, so we get some look behind the scenes there. Next up, we've got the starting lineups brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. For your Bradford Owls, the starting lineup tonight will be at quarterback. We talked about him, the sophomore, Talon Reese. He'll be wearing number 12 tonight. Your starting running back will be number 8, Troy Atkins. At wide receiver, we'll have Lucas Laktash, number 11. Number 1, A.J. Gleason. Number 15, Matt Perry. And number 7, Isaiah Fitton. On the offensive line, we'll see number 67, Luke Kerr. Number 61, Landon McGarry. At center, number 55, Alex Gangloff. And on the other side, number 50, Joe Carey. And number 66, Ian DeGoyler. For your defensive starters, it'll be a lot of the same guys: A.J. Gleason, Alex Gangloff, Luke Kerr, and Joe Carey on the line. Linebacker, Lucas Laktash and Evan Whitmore, Carter Cawley, and Greg Tyler. And out in the cornerback position is Matt Perry and Isaiah Fitton. And free safety again this year, Troy Atkins in his second year in that safety position. So getting ready, we've already hit our national anthem, so we're just seconds away from kickoff here for the Bradford Owls week one against the Punxsutawney Chucks. And Cam, we have a couple of star players from Punxsutawney here. We know exactly who we're looking at from the run game, and that's going to be the big senior, Zeke Bennett. Now, he's a familiar name that we've seen.
Yeah, he bruised our defense last year when we came down here. We gave up those 21 unanswered points last season.
Right.
And he was the primary factor in that happening to us. So, again, you got to contain, and it looks like the Owls are getting the ball first to start the game.
The Owls will receive the kick to start the game, so they will kick away coming out of the half. Zeke Bennett, yeah, big bruising back, smaller, shorter guy, but a little stockier and can get up and down the field quickly. And their quarterback last year, Noah Weaver, is actually their starting wide receiver this year. So that should be an interesting look. Behind at quarterback instead this year, starting at QB, will be Seth Moore. As we get ready here for the official start of Bradford Owls football, the Owls in their away white jerseys, black pants, Punxy in their all red home. And when the Owls start, they will be going from right to left on your radio. Kicker signals that he's set. We get the whistle and the kick is up and we are underway. It's collected by Isaiah Fitton at about the 10-yard line. He's going to get up to the 20, dive forward to about the 22.
Yeah, let's. This is the moment right here to set the tone for the season for the Owls.
Yeah.
Yep. So we have no injuries. We have a clean slate right now. Let's see how Talon looks in as a first full year starter as the quarterback with the spread offense. I'm curious to know.
Opportunity here for the Owls to start off on offense, try to make a statement here with their first possession. Reese will be coming out into the shotgun. He's got two wide receivers on the left side. So double twins, looks like. Lining up closest to us, Cam, is Lucas Laktash. And he goes the other way with it. Oh. It's Isaiah Fitton. He rips it out of the hands of his defender and goes forward for a first down and then some.
Yeah, great catch by Isaiah. And that punksy cornerback had a read on that play the whole time. And just Isaiah basically bullied hands right there. Mean hands, physical hands, got in there, ripped the ball away from the punksy defender.
Yeah, a great read by the defense. And he was able to jump in front of that. But Fitton, from beside him, just put his hands in there and overpowered it. Got the first down, gets it up to the 35-yard line. So looking at a fresh first and one here. Split backs for Reese out of the shotgun. He'll take the snap, and it's going to be a handoff, and it'll be a no gain on the play.
No, Punksy's defense got real quick pressure and drove the Owls line back for that. But, hey, interesting look, though. We saw Gleason in the slot right there,
right.
Second play of the game, so that's going to be interesting to follow tonight where Gleason's running around because he is a big-bodied receiver, tight end, hybrid.
We mentioned Adkins, the primary running back, but when they go to that split back, it's number 26, Jordy Thompson, on the other side. Here's the snap, and to Laktash. He makes a little move from the screen, gets across at least a six-yard gain, looks like to about the 41.
Yeah, there's going to be a penalty for blocking the back here. I can't tell who it was, but came in, shoved the defender in the back, so it's going to get called back.
So wait to hear the official word as we pick up the flag here. Nice little play there from Laktash, made a little hesitation stutter step and was able to turn that into a few extra yards. But, yeah, unfortunately, that will be, as you said, Cam, against the Owls, a blocking call, and that's going to send them back to the 29.
Yeah, I mean, Bradford, you have to control the little things, and I say this every game, every year. If you win the mini battles, you should come out on top. So
yeah.
They just got to overcome these little challenges.
Second and 16 for Reese and the Owls. Working again with double twins out of the shotgun. Takes the snap, drops back. Airs one out to Laktash, and it's going to float out of bounds over Laktash's head. Just couldn't quite get there. Good position there by the defense to just not allow that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, Laktash was looking over right shoulder, left shoulder. That was supposed to be a back shoulder fade, which I've seen Talon do, and it's something that he's been working with Coach Sitnick on. Laktash couldn't identify where the ball was, but that's give credit where it's due because that was Punxsutawney's defense making
it. It was a really good play by Punxsutawney to just set up Seth Moore. Again, they're starting quarterback out there at corner. And a good job. Reese is on the run here on third and long. Dumps it low to Laktash, and he gets brought down in the backfield. And that's going to bring up a fourth down in the kicking unit.
Yeah, that's what you want to avoid is you don't want to have Talon run out of the pocket. Because what's going to happen on a third and long play like that, he's going to have to go to his check down, which is Laktash. He always set up a check down hoping for a move. But the Punxsutawney's defense had that covered.
Yeah, Laktash is, Reese rather, is a guy that you want to be able to sit, get his feet set, and look long. Here's the kick. It's Fitton. The punt travels across the 50 to the 46 yard line, takes a friendly bounce for the Owls, and will be picked up at the 32.
It's time to see what we can do on defense.
Well, the kick rather was from Laktash.
Yeah.
I said Fitton. So, yeah, now as you see, we'll get our first look here at the Owls defense. Excited to see what Gleason can do as defensive end. We talked about it. He really, I mean, filled out. He was already a big kid, strong kid, but hit the weight room a lot along with a lot of these other Owls. He's going to be shoring up on one of the ends there. He's playing on the left side. And there he is right at the end of the first play in a handoff. Double team tackle, and Gleason gets involved for a short gain.
Hey, that's what we want to see, because last year they attacked their defensive end. Punxsutawney came right out and tried to exploit what last year's weakness was, yeah. And happy to see that we were able to stuff it.
Yeah, Gleason involved in there, as well as looks like might have been Colley, Cam. I'm not absolutely sure, but that looks like the only 20 I see on the field. Here's your second and 8, and that's up the middle, and a little bit of a bigger gain here, about 5 yards, bring up a 3rd and short.
Hey, silver lining, though, from last year, Jimmy, is we didn't get the 3rd down a lot on defense, so.
Right.
So this is not bad here. I'm liking it so far.
So we've got a 3rd and 2 we're looking at. The Owls looking for a 3 and out. Here's motion from Punxsutawney, and a full head of steam gets him across the line of scrimmage and a few extra. So that's going to be about a gain of 6, it looks like, and it'll bring up a fresh set of downs for Punxy.
Yeah, they pulled out the classic Owls offense, the wing T.
Yeah, the old school.
Old school wing T.
Wing T. 8 minutes, 20 seconds left in the first. Still 0-0. Punxy with a 1st and 10 from the 47. And here's your Bosch snap. He has to go down to get it, and he'll be ruled down at about the 45.
All right, time to capitalize Owls defense.
Yeah,
this is the time to do. You got him. You held him to nothing here on 1st down. Actually, a loss of 2.
Yeah, loss of 2. He had to go back, and then as soon as he touched down, that's where he was called.
Yeah, so I'm looking to bring pressure here. You got to fill in the gaps here, so your ABC gaps, but you want to fill in probably the B gaps is where the run's going to go to try to pick up some yardage. So look for the linebackers to fill those gaps here.
2nd and 12, send the boys. We'll see Lucas Laktash, Evan Whitmore maybe coming in on a blitz, and that's going to be a timeout. That's a Tax-In timeout presented to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run, with the best homemade pierogies around. A Tax-In timeout, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Substation is the friendly, fun place to enjoy made-to-order fresh homemade food. Tender Italian bread-made subs, plus specialty pizzas, wings, burgers, and lots of games for everyone to enjoy. It's also your one-stop fast beer shop, featuring a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beers, including Toji's daily buck of beer specials. Toji's Substation, for over 50 years, the friendly, fun place for the whole family. Open every day at 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back from the Tax-In timeout, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. And hey, speaking of Toji's, we have the return of Owls football and the return of Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Our first quarter contestant is Bruce Jeffords. Bruce, if the Owls score here in the first quarter, you'll win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. Here's the pitch out to the right side, and it's going to be across midfield before he hits the ground hard out of bounds at about the 45 in Owls territory. So a gain of about 8.
Hey, physical hit by A.J. Gleason there before he got out of bounds. That's what we were lacking last year, is physicality. And right there, I mean, that was a big gain. But A.J. Gleason initially slipped on the play and fought his way back. That just shows how athletic he is.
Yeah, he's picked up some speed, it looks like, along with some of that muscle. Bruce, that free dinner from the from Toji's Family Restaurant, if there is a touchdown. If not, you'll win a free lunch special from Toji Substation. Here's your 3rd and short, and that's going to be plenty enough for a 1st down.
Yeah, with an offense like this with Punxsutawney, you're going to see a lot of guards, tackles, pulling to open up the holes more, and this is where Bradford's defense has to identify where the ball is going quickly, and they have to do their assignments in the holes.
Those keys that Coach Puglio talked about in the coach's show. Here's 1st and 10 from the 37. And he bounces off the outside, and he's off and running. Gets inside the 20 to about the 16-yard line. Big gain for Punxy.
Yeah, Punxy was able to set the edge right there, and the rest is history.
Yeah. I believe that was Bennett there on the run, looking now to double check there, but that's their guy, and big 1st down there gets him to the 16. Here's 1st and 10, a pitch out to the right side. Good coverage by the Owls been there. They are able to make the tackle after a short gain. It is, let's see. I think I saw an eight down there, Cam.
Troy Atkins.
That'd be Troy Atkins.
Yeah, that was, you know what?
Coming all the way from the free safety.
Yeah, the Owls read that well, too. They had a guy in the backfield ready to blow that up.
Yeah, some good blocks there from Punxsie to stop what could have been a loss of yards. Instead, they turn it into a six-yard gain. It's second and four. Here's motion before the snap. And this is going to be first and goal for Punxsie at about the five-yard line after another run. And Bradford running into a little bit of trouble here, keeping Punxsie contained. Haven't held him to, you know, the one big breakoff there. Other than that, it's been just nickel and diamond that's been killing the Owls. Yep. So here's your first and goal. And that's Zeke in motion. Pretty much walks in. Zeke Bennett walks in for the touchdown. So Bennett with the five-yard TD strikes first.
Yeah, the Owls need to do a better job when they come back out on defense on basically gap assignments. They handle the gap assignments and you're forced Punxsie to get a little bit more uncomfortable, but they have to plug the gaps. That's
so
the key.
Punxsie is not set up for an extra point. They will go for two under center. And it's Bennett again. And it looks like he's got it across. We'll wait for the signal.
Took the marking him short. No good.
No good. So the Owls come up with a big stop there as the two-point conversion is no good, but Punxsie still gets on the board first. It's 6-0 with 6:26 left in the first quarter. It's Punxsie up over the Owls. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
In Tandem and Olean has been a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in southwestern New York. What it means to serve people with disabilities has changed dramatically, but one thing that has not changed is In Tandem's commitment to togetherness. In Tandem recognizes that as people, we're better together. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals. Find out more about In Tandem and how you can make a difference at intandem.org.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Punxsutawney for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. The Chucks go up 6-0 after the five-yard run from Big Zeke Bennett. As the running back who we've struggled against for the last couple of years, he strikes first, put the Chucks up 6-0, but the two-point conversion, he is stuffed at the goal line. So the Owls do come up with a small win there, and they will be able to get the ball back here and touchdown and extra point puts them ahead.
Yeah, what I want to see the Owls defense do, like I talked about before the break, was know your gap assignment and you got to contain the edge. If you do that, that's basically how you neutralize a run-heavy offense.
We know Punxsutawney is a run-heavy offense. Here's the kick. It'll be the second kick return for the Owls here, and it is underway. Caught at about the 10 and up to about the 20, and that's where he'll get brought down. And that was Isaiah Fitton again. And the Owls will start first and 10 from their 20-yard line.
Yep, I'm excited to see maybe Talon shaking off some rust on the last drive. Some of these receivers that haven't played that are stepping up into expanded roles. Look forward to see how we look this second drive.
Yeah, well, we had a lot of our key guys graduated and are in a – have some of the younger guys stepping up this year for the first time. They were all contributors at a smaller level this year, but are expected to be the playmakers this year. And that first, you know, that first drive, that first set can be a lot of pressure, a lot of adrenaline. So we'll see if Reese can settle in. Lactash. Here's a quick pass to A.J. Gleason, and he breaks about three tackles and is off and running. He's across the 50 to the 40 and down at the Punxsutawney 36-yard line.
Yeah, excellent slant, inside slant. It's a little short route, easy throw for Talon. And, hey, we finally got to see the athleticism of A.J. Gleason.
I've been waiting for that. I mean, he was injured for a good majority of the season last year, went down fairly early, and he's such an athlete. I've seen him play basketball for the last couple years, just since a freshman. I was waiting for him to be healthy and ready, and here he is. And a nice connection there. Here's first and down, first down and 10 again. Reese out of the shotgun, looks to Gleason again, and he has him. There's Gleason at the 30, taking two, three tacklers before he'll go to the ground. Wasn't able to move forward much after that, but boy, he's going to be tough to bring down.
Jimmy, do you know what A.J. Gleason is?
Would you tell me?
A dog. He's a dog.
Got that dog in him. Got that dog in him. That's a gain of six, and it's going to bring up a second and four. Gleason, you know, who looks like a true wide receiver, but probably doesn't have the same speed as like a Laktash, who's a little smaller. He goes and works in the interior a little bit, and this pass is going to be incomplete. But Gleason is strong.
Yeah, and a little miscommunication there in that play between Talon and 15. Who do we have?
Matt Perry.
A little miscommunication. Little short throw, too. But, yeah, the Owls, if they can lead on Gleason, you're going to force Punxsutawney's defense to get out of the double safety look and the shade.
Yeah.
And that should open up another receiver.
It'll leave Laktash or Fitton open on the outside if Gleason keeps working across the middle like he is now. Here's a pitch out to the right, and that's going to be good for a first down. As we see, I believe Adkins get pushed out of bounds. Did he get inside the 20, Cam?
I think he is not inside the 20. I think he's at the 22.
Inside the 25. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, but hey, you know what?
Saw him get across one of those white lines.
There was a white line that I clearly saw him get across, but hey, that's a ripple in the Owls offense. I like those pitches. I like keeping the defense honest. And you got a one-on-one right now with Laktash at the top, at the closest to us.
Yeah, Laktash working with man-to-man coverage. And Reese with split backs takes the snap out of the shotgun, sets, looks, rolling out. He's going to keep it, slides into the defense at about the 20. And it's going to be a short gain, maybe 3 yards on the keeper.
Yeah, I mean, Talent's not known as a Usain Bolt sprinter. But, hey, could have got sacked there. No one was open in the field and took off. Get the yards while you can.
Got the positive gain on it. Would have liked to see a slide maybe a little earlier.
Yeah, I thought he was going to Kenny Pickett him.
Yeah, a little bit. So here's Reese ready for a second and eight. Gets set. Takes the snap, drops back, looks to Laktash. Laktash bounces off the chest and falls incomplete. So that'll bring up a third and long for the Owls.
That's running without the ball. That's what happens when you start
running without the ball. Yeah, started looking ahead a little bit.
Hey, don't be a psychic on the football field. Catch the football first. Know what you're about, then take off running.
Yeah, had pretty good position there as he kind of curled inward and had left his coverage a step or two behind him and was looking for a route. Maybe to break into the red zone, into the end zone, left the ball behind. So here's your third and eight for Reese. I would say so here inside the 25. It's a handoff and gets a nice second effort there for a positive gain. It's going to bring up fourth and about five, it looks like.
Yes, I don't hate the idea of running right there. Set yourself up for an easier fourth down conversion.
Mm-hmm.
We know the Owls aren't punting from here. So I'm curious to see if Punxsutawney is going to come out.
That would be a questionable call. You're right. Yeah.
I'm curious to know if they're going to come in press. If they're not going to come in the press, I'm doing a little hitch route here to get the first down or a little quick slant.
So here's your fourth and five. Reese with trips to the right. Laktash, the lone man on the left side. Reese drops back. He looks Laktash's direction, and it's caught.
Yeah, he got it.
Yeah, it's caught at the 10, and it's going to be a first down for the Owls. They convert on the fourth down and get a little bit closer to their first score here in Punxsie.
Yep, no reason to take the shot at the end zone, get the first down.
Perfect throw.
Yep, perfect. It came out like a little bit of a duck, but still got there.
Perfect placement as it hits Laktash with just enough room for him to catch it, get both feet in bounds, and then walk out and pick up the first, plus a couple extra, avoid any hits. Now they set up with a first, and looks like a first and 10. And not a first and goal from the 10.
Oh.
And it's going to be Gleason just running hard up the middle. Second, third, fourth effort. It's going to get a gain of about 4 yards.
Jimmy, he had six guys on him. And he was still moving forward.
Won't come down.
No. No, he is immovable.
If we had Captain America, Dalton Dixon on last year's team, I would say we've got the Hulk this year.
Yeah, he has to be the Hulk.
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable. And that was a tight window throw.
Now we've got Reese with second and seven. And that's picked off in the end zone. Laktash was the intended target, and it was just a couple of defenders making a cross, and it's going to be an interception for Punxsutawney.
That's just trying to do too much. I mean, there wasn't anything there, and that's what you'll see these young quarterbacks make, is because they're trying to make an impression, trying to score, get close to it, and
force that one a little bit.
Yeah, he forced it in there, and that's, I mean, 9 times out of 10 that ball's going to fall on the ground, but just bounced perfectly up in the air right to the Punxsutawney defender laying on his back.
Yeah, that's a heartbreaker to get in so close. Got to the 7-yard line there, and it ends up as a turnover, but the Owls will have to use that on defense here and come out fighting, try to get a stop. So here is your 1st and 10 for Punxsutawney, and seals the side there. Still a little bit of a gain. It's like maybe 4 or 5 yards on the gain. Run up the right side.
And I will say, I mean, the defensive line itself, they're looking good. It's just we got to make sure the linebackers are plugging those gaps. Because that's going to win or lose you the game, or what those two linebackers, the interior linebackers, are doing.
So we've got Punxsutawney almost looking a little confused here. 10 seconds on the clock and just now getting set. We're inside of 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Still 6-0. Punxsutawney leads. Here's the snap and a nice stop. And it's a wrap-up tackle, but there is a flag on the play.
This is going to come back for Punxsutawney. Big Holden.
So it was a short gain of about 2, and the Owls made a nice tackle there to wrap him up in the legs. We've seen past years where we would see maybe a broken tackle in a situation like that, and then all of a sudden the guys ripped one off for 20 yards, but wrapped him up, made sure not to get past him on that one. And you're right, this one does come back.
I've been right.
You've been right exactly twice.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice work.
Thank you.
And the night is young.
And the night is young.
It's going to bring up a 2nd and 17 from the 14-yard line in Punxsutawney territory. So a 2nd and long for Moore and the boys. Here's the snap. And, boy, he's under pressure. Has to get rid of it in a hurry as Seth Moore was smacked.
He got beat up there. That's why you got to continue coverage on defense.
Yeah.
Even though you know it's going to be a run.
That was a rough look. Was that? I think that might have been Colley again. I'm looking now to make sure, but 20 out there, Cam? Or 28?
28. Who's that?
So Zach Waterman on the play.
Zach Waterman. He's from Nebraska. Just transferred in this year from Nebraska.
Zach Waterman's a sophomore as well, and just came up with a big hit on the quarterback. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 17 out of the shotgun for Punxsutawney. Moore off and running, and he's under pressure again. He gets the pass off this time, but it's dropped. And that brings up a 4th and long. So the Owls, there after that turnover, they do come up with a big 3 and out. Plus, you know, the 7-yard loss after the holding call. So it's going to start off in pretty good field position here.
Yeah, you love to see the defense get a stop. They got a little help with the holding call, but I mean, forcing Punxsutawney to pass is going to be a key to the game, is if you can force them into passing.
Yeah, got to come up with a stop on that first down, and put them in, make it a decision in on 2nd down, and that forces the throw on 3rd. But ready for the punt here, and again, Bradford's return man lined up at about the 50, and the snap is waved off. We've got more flags on the play. It's a false start on Punxsutawney, and that's going to press him back even farther.
Hey, this is best case scenario. You get a good return. You're already in Punxsutawney territory. I'm liking where this is going. Let's see if we can minimize the mistakes here on this next drive coming up.
Yeah, if Reese, depending on how Reese comes out after that interception, I mean, whether it's, you know, using it as fuel or short memory or whatever it is, I mean, he's going to have a prime opportunity as Punxsutawney is kicking out of their own end zone. Punt is up, and it's gonna go to about the 37 and bounce out of bounds at the 46 in Punxsutawney territory.
Yeah, best case scenario right here for Bradford. Come down, dictate the pace. You're the aggressor on the offensive side of the ball, so you need to come down, put your foot down, and play the Owls football way, which is going to be pass heavy.
So it's still 6-0. Punxsie leads. 1 minute and 7 seconds left in the first quarter. The Owls marched downfield with a lot of effort from A.J. Gleason on that last possession. And then it ends up being an interception in the end zone. Bradford forces a three and out plus a couple of penalties. They get the ball back now on the 46-yard line in Punxsie territory with a first and 10.
I do apologize for my brain fart there. I was fighting off a sneeze. I won, obviously.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Laktash out of the shotgun. And he's going to air one out, and it's intercepted again. Intended target was Gleason, but it is hauled in, off and running to the 45-ish yard line. So two throws, two interceptions from Reese.
That looked like it was a designed route, like a one-route play. Looked like they had that drew up to go to Gleason regardless. The throw, the distance was there. Just Punxsie made an incredible play. Gleason had the break, though. He had a couple steps on him. He was just a little bit underthrown.
A little underthrown. And you were right. Gleason was out in front of about three Punxsie defenders. But unfortunately, that ball came up just short. And it was Landon Peterson who was able to make the play, come away with the INT. And that gives Punxsie a fresh set of downs, first and 10 from their own 45. And Seth Moore, will work from the shotgun. Takes the snap, hands it off.
Nice.
And a nice stop from the Owls. Gain of maybe one on the play. Just stuffed it.
I don't want to say it, but I'm going to do it. I think the linebackers are figuring out their gap assignment.
Took them a couple series to get up to respond, but they have looked much better here in the last two defensive sets. So second and you could call it nine. It looks like second and 9.5 to me. Here's another handoff, and this time they're going to break one off. And yeah, that's Zeke Bennett with a lot of room to go, and he touched out of bounds, kind of touched the sideline and came back in. And we also have a flag on the play, which appears like it's going to be called on Punxsie.
Yeah, Holden, about as clear as day. Punxsutawney.
So Bennett stepped out at the 34, came back in, and got wrapped up by Laktash. But, that one's going to come back as a hold all the way back here.
Yeah, it's a spot penalty, so yeah, they don't lose any yards. But
basically the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, because the hold happened 10 yards down the field, so it is a 10-yard penalty, but it just comes back. They lose the down.
So it'll be a second and 10. They lose, that extra couple of inches that I was calling 9.5. And it brings them back to their original starting 45-yard line. There's a quick motion here. Moore takes the snap. Hand off to Bennett again. Gets across. Looks a little shy of the first, but a nice 9-yard gain for Bennett.
Yeah, linebackers got fooled in that play. They bit hard left and great down blocking by the Punxsutawney lineman.
And then Bennett just explodes from out of the backfield and gets a quick 9 yards. Going to bring up a third and one. The Owls in need of a stop. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter here with Punxsie up 6-0. When we come back, we'll be looking at a third and one. The Owls will be trying to come away with another defensive stop. 6-0, Punxsie leads. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. It's time for the second quarter. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Punk C with a 3rd-and-1 after switching the field. Now the Owls will be working from left to right. Punk C from right to left. 3rd-and-1, trying to pick up this first down. And looks like they've got a no problem. The entire pile moves about 5 yards.
Yeah, smart play by Punk C. Just run the QB sneak. Get your yards. There hasn't been a lot of negative plays on the running game. So just lean on your quarterback at the yards while they're available.
So that pile went 5. The ball went about 3. And that's good for a first down to the 43-yard line. 1st and 10 for Punk C. Bruce Jeffords was our first quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. No score here for the Owls in the first. So Bruce wins the free lunch special from Toji's substation. Brings up our second quarter contestant, Ed Sayers.
Let's go, Ed. I hope they score.
Here's your 1st and 10 from Punk C, and it's another run. And going to be a gain of about 5.
Yeah, Bradford's got to work on setting the edge now on defense. You set the edge. If you're plugging your gaps and you set the edge, shouldn't be as difficult to stop the run. If they can do these, but they got to watch where the football's at. That's
gain of 4, rather. So that brings up 2nd and 6. Here's Moore out of the shotgun. Another handoff to Bennett. Bennett with a lot of room. Gets around, turns the corner, and up inside the 30-yard line. And the trucks are moving now.
Yeah, just was talking about setting the edge, and unfortunately they bit in on the fake.
Yeah, Zeke just beat him to it there. Got to that edge, curled upwards, and picked up about 9 yards. Brings him to the 30-yard line for a 1st and 10. Punxsutawney marching downfield. And the Owls trying to put a stop to this Zeke Bennett run game. Here's another handoff. This one's up the middle, and not Bennett, actually. This one is Landon Martz, one of their backups. They'll keep Bennett in for the most part and work in Landon Martz and Justin Miller. That one goes to Martz for a short gain.
Was that Sean Farr who had the tackle there?
Did you see the number?
56? Yeah, I think so.
Let me get you, let's see, 56. Yeah, Sean Farr.
Great play by him.
Here's your 2nd and 8. And Marks again. This time he gets to the sideline. 1st down and a lot more. Looked like he got inside the 10 there for a big gain. And Punxsie all of a sudden knocking at the door.
I'll tell you 3 things that went wrong with that play that I noticed just on that one run. Defensive line end didn't set the edge. And then we had a linebacker try to push tackle, which is where you try to push him over.
Yeah.
And he got the extra yards because they tried to push tackle out of bounds.
Yeah, just was able to tiptoe a little bit across the sideline there until he regained his balance and picked up a few extra. Brings up a 1st and goal from the 8. Martz again and is going to walk into the end zone. He gets met at the goal line with a little resistance, but plows over Adkins and puts Punxsie up 12-0.
Get back to the previous couple drives that Punxsie had for the Owls defense when Punxsie was on the offensive side. The Owls defense just has to do their jobs. Easier said than done, but just got to watch the ball when you're watching a deceptive offense like this.
Punxsie again going for the 2-point conversion. Moore is under center and Bennett is back in the backfield. It's a fake play action, and Moore with a really nice, Bennett rather, with a really nice play as he doesn't take the handoff and then curls into the end zone for the 2-point conversion.
Yeah, I mean, the run will always set up the pass at the end of the day, and they thought it was just going to be a quarterback rollout to the right. Bennett snuck in between the linebacker, cornerback, found himself wide open.
So that makes it 14-0. Punxsie's up with 9 minutes and 2 seconds left in the first half. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Punxsie just scored with a successful two-point conversion to go up 14-0 over the Owls. With 9 minutes yet to go in the first half, the Owls set to return for the third time here tonight. They've got Laktash and Fitton on the right and left side, respectively. Here's the kick. It's going to go Fitton's way. And here's the setup. He gets across the 25, just shy of the 30. And that's where the Owls will set up, at the 29-yard line.
All right, let's see if Talon can shake off the two interceptions.
Yeah, on back-to-back throws as well. So going to need a short memory here.
Short-term memory, that's what you need as a quarterback to be a successful quarterback. Don't dwell on what happened in the past. You can't control it, correct?
Not afterwards, no.
Nope.
Certainly not. So Reese with working out of the shotgun, one man in the backfield, and trips out to the left. He's going to send a screen out to Laktash. Laktash with the catch, makes his first man miss, and then gets a short gain before going down across to the 32-yard line.
I like bubble screens, and happy to see that Laktash was able to shake off tackle. If you're going to run bubble screens, you need the receivers to block, because that's where you're going to get your yardage. Because if you don't block right away, you get tackled for a loss, or you're only going to gain one or two. But I like the idea.
Yeah, shook his first guy. Just got in trouble there with the second.
Yeah, shook him all night long.
All night long. Here is second and eight for Reese. Now trips on the right side for Talon. And he's going to pitch it out that way. And it's going to be heavy contact in the backfield. And brought down for a short, a little bit of a loss there is Adkins.
Yeah, just blocking broke down on the offensive line. Probably a bigger gain, probably a 6-7 yard gain if they maintain their blocks. But, I mean, you're looking here on the offensive side of the ball versus this D-line for Ponks. There's a big
third and eight now. Reese, double twins, gets one across the middle and a nice catch. Looks like it's just shy of the first down line.
It's Matt Perry.
Yeah, Perry with another nice play.
Oh, they get the first down.
They did give him the first. Nice. It was going to be real close to it, I saw. Depend on the spot a little bit. But a first down at the 39-yard line.
A little bone if it's given to us.
Little catch and throw up the middle there. And Perry extends it out. Picks up the first. Nice job by Reese.
That seems to be what's working on offense are these quick passes.
Yeah, and you know, if the middle of the field is where you want to do most of your work, then take it. Take those short passes. It's moving the chains. Here's a handoff and bounced out, blown up in the backfield and brought down for a loss.
Oh, I think that was one of my old players, Jordy Thompson. Yeah, not a lot to work with there. Punxsie swarmed it, identified the play right off the rip. Great job by their defense.
Yeah, Thompson gets brought down for a loss of two to bring up a second and 12. Now trips on the right side for Reese. Lone man on the left.
Oh, screen.
Yeah, nice little screen out of the backfield. And that's going to be Adkins out of the backfield. Brings it up to about the 45-yard line. So a gain of about seven. Bring up a third and four.
Seeing the Owls mix up a little bit from a couple years past.
Nice play. I hadn't seen that in quite some time. So Reese with a third and four. Double twins, two on the right, two on the left, one man in the backfield. Reese sends Adkins from his left side to his right, takes the snap, looks out, and hits his man for the first down and across midfield. Goes down at about the 46 in Punxsie territory.
It looked like Matt Perry again. Yeah,
it was 15.
Yeah, I mean, take the 6 yards at a time because it's working right now. Don't try to force the ball down the field.
And they've gotten those 6 yards three different ways.
Yep.
They've thrown out towards the sideline. They've thrown across the middle of the field and out of the backfield. So here's first and 10 from the 46 in Punxsie territory. Reese out of the shotgun again. Two men on either side. Adkins is on his right. Takes the snap. Drops back. Same side left. Laktash dives out of bounds and it goes incomplete.
Yeah, I think the turf monster got Laktash there. He was already down.
Looked like he was already down, yeah.
Yeah, I think turf.
So the Owls starting to put something together here as they march downfield. It's 14-0. Punxsy leads. Just under 5 minutes left to go in the first half. Now we have three receivers on the right. And there's another bubble screen. This one falls incomplete.
Yeah, I mean, that was intended for Perry, looks like again. Perry, but yeah. Number 66, Andy Golier, was downfield a little too far on the screen and bounced straight off his back.
So that's going to bring up, I guess, the biggest challenge for the Owls on this drive so far, a third and 10. We've had a couple of third and shorts, but they've been moving the ball pretty successfully. So a third and 10 with split backs for Reese out of the shotgun, takes the snap. He's going to look for Isaiah Fitton, and boy, it just goes off of the fingertips of Fitton, and good defense.
Oh, we got a flag on the field.
So it was Moore on the defense who got to Fitton just as he got fingertips on that ball and was able to pull him down before Fitton could really get a handle on it. Would have been wiped out anyways with the holding call, and that's going to bring up about a...
Are they going to decline it?
Yeah, it would have been a third and 15 or a fourth and 10.
Yep.
Instead, they'll take the fourth and 10.
Yeah, if you're Bradford, I'm not sure what you do here, but this is a show in confidence if the Owls would like to go for it.
What do you got? 4 minutes, 42 seconds left against a running team. So it's...
They're going to say, we're going to punt it.
Yeah, they'll switch to the kicking crew here. And
could be a fake, but highly doubt it.
So set up to punt here on fourth and 10. And the kick is up. It's a nice punt. Not a lot of hang time, but gets it inside the 20 to about the 15. Here's the return, though, and boy, is it a nice one. It gets all the way to the 37, possibly the 38-yard line.
Yeah, another thing, too, special teams, it's been in favor of Punxsutawney as well. So, because the return game for us hasn't been great.
That was a nice return.
Yeah, and the defense, the return defense punt team, they just got to crack down a little bit.
Well, the takeaways, we also have the two interceptions in favor of Punxsy.
Get the mistakes out now.
That looks like a tax-in timeout here on the field, so we'll take one as well. Tax-in timeout, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to the action, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, the regular season opener here for Bradford. Down to Punxsy, 14-0 against the Chucks. There's 4.5 minutes left in the first half, and the Owls have shown some flashes of the passing game working. They've shown some flashes of the run defense stopping, but they haven't been able to put it all together, and Punxsy's broken off some big ones. That last punt return there, the punt was lengthy, but didn't get a ton of air time, and that allowed Punxsy to break off a nice return. They're going to set up first and 10 from the 38-yard line. Here's Seth Moore out of the shotgun, looks to his right, sends one over there, and it's caught for a gain of about 6.
Yeah, I think Punxsy's going to try to get down the field quickly. You're going to probably see a good mixture of run and pass here.
Yeah, Punxsy is going to receive the ball coming out of the half. So if they can tack on an extra one before they go into the locker room, I mean, that would be huge in kind of, you know, putting the game away in their favor.
Yeah.
So here is Moore from 2nd and 4. Handoff, Zeke Bennett. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Might have fallen forward for a yard, but good kind of recovery defense there from the Owls. Didn't start off in great position, but they got there quickly.
Nope, they're just they're playing the hybrid offense right now between the run and pass to get Bradford kind of on their tippy toes. This Punxsutawney offensive coordinator, pretty smart guy.
Pretty smart guy.
Pretty smart guy.
Here is your third and four. Hand it off, and that's an easy first down. Zeke Bennett off and running, and he's going to get across to the 20. He's going to break to the right across the 10, the 5, and walk in for a touchdown. Zeke Bennett breaks off a huge one. We've seen that all too many times. And it's going to be a 54-yard TD for Zeke Bennett.
Yeah, I mean, excellent run. Ran right in between the tackles. Found a nice little seam up the middle to break through and bet on his speed. Because a lot of other running backs take that to the outside. But he bet on his speed and not ran three or four owls there chasing them down.
Yeah, once he got across and got to the middle of the field, he knew it was basically a foot race. And then he was able to turn towards the sideline, just hit the corner of the end zone, no problem. This time they do go with an extra point. It is up. It is good. It is 21-0. Punxsie leads over the Owls with 3 minutes and 8 seconds. That drive takes less than a minute off the clock. And we've got the Owls now with some time, but down by 3 possessions. And we'll be right back with the remainder of the second quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
The Owls set to return. Owls football on WESB Sports off the Punxsutawney touchdown. A 54-yard run from Zeke Bennett. Extra point is good. It's 21-0. Chuck's lead. Here's a booming kick, and that's going to go to Fitton, though it looked like he and Lactash were kind of both carrying it there for a second. Fitton's fighting against a couple of tackles, breaks off a few, but doesn't get too awful far as he's brought down inside the 20, inside the 25, rather.
Yeah, I don't know if that was set up to be a little deception play, but hey, that's the most spirited return we've seen all day so far.
Not the longest, but yeah, definitely the most hardest fought.
That's all you can ask for.
So that's going to bring up a first and 10 for the Owls. Yeah, right around the 26-yard line.
All right, young man, let's see what you're made of.
Trips on the right side for Reese, and he's going to look that way for a bubble screen. It's fitting. Not a lot of blocking, but it is a completed pass and across the 30 to about the 31-yard line.
Yeah, you have a little bit of time. You're going to see the offense probably hurry up when they get closer to the 50, if they do. But yeah, right now you just kind of take your time, get the yards as they're available. They're going to – Punxsie's probably going to play a little bit of prevent defense at this point.
Nice 6-yard gain on the screen, brings up a 2nd and 4. Reese looking, takes the snap, drops back, looks to his left, and it looks like almost had it, did A.J. Gleason, but ultimately gets roped around and dragged to the ground. The ball pops out incomplete.
Hey, that's a good incompletion there because the clock stops, and it was only going to be a 1-yard gain anyways.
If that, yeah.
So that's a good incompletion to have.
Gleason looks like a monster down there.
I wouldn't fight him.
That's good. He's a minor. We've got a 3rd and 4. 3rd and 4, Reese with double twins. Going to pass to Gleason, and that one bounces off the hands as well. More good coverage from Punxsie, but it looks like Gleason's upset about that one. He could have had it.
Yeah, he could have. That was a good pass, though. I mean, altogether, try to kill the clock. It's 4th down and 4. Probably the smart move here is the punt. You don't want to get Punxsie the ball back.
Yeah, it'd be a game changer if Bradford was going to receive coming out of the half, but a touchdown here is a possible 2 touchdowns, but by the time you get the ball again, and that's rough. So it's going to be 2 minutes, 14 seconds left in the half, 21-0, Punxsie leads. And the Owls ready to punt it away from the 31. Kick gets across to the 40. It's muffed. Picks it back up and goes down at about the 36, 37-yard line.
Who had that tackle? That's a good tackle.
Looked like 20 to me. Carter Colley.
Dog.
Got that dog in him.
Yes, sir.
Had a chance to make a play at the ball, but he had to come in full head of steam to get there. But, yeah, instead made the tackle, probably the smarter play.
All right, well, now, Owls, your turn again. The proverbial ball is in your court. You got to bend, don't break, hammer down on defense, head forward.
So first and 10 for Punxsie from the 37-yard line. 2 minutes, 7 seconds here for the Owls to come up with a stop. Here's a handoff to Bennett. He's going to break it through. Finds a hole on the left side. He's going to push forward for what looks like it's going to be just shy of a first down. Depends on which ref gets the spot, really, because one of them's there and the other's just shy of it.
Standoff here.
It's a first.
It is a first.
Yeah, the ref on our side was just shy of it, but he took a little slide step to the left to match up with the other ref. Here's your first and 10. And boy, this fella down here, number 5 for Punxsie, Braden Brooks, is giving Isaiah Fitton fits.
Fitton right now.
He's running out as a wide receiver and then pushing Fitton on a block for these rushing plays as that one goes for another 7 yards. And Fitton just can't get around him for the life of him. Here's a pass and almost intercepted by Troy Adkins, but it falls incomplete, and that'll stop the clock. The Owls have 1 minute and 11 seconds left on a 3rd and 4 to try to stop Punxsutawney from finding the end zone again before the half.
You almost got a limited Jim Ross impersonation by me if he picked that up.
Slobber knocker.
By God, that's biscuits and gravy.
Here's 3rd and 4 for Moore. He's going to take the snap, draw it right, and he's hit as he throws. Hit in the back by, let's see, 28.
I think they called it a fumble. Oh, Bradford could have recovered that too.
Yeah, they had no idea. It looked plenty incomplete, but they called it a fumble. It was Zachary Waterman with that big hit.
The Nebraska native.
On Moore.
Hey, Jimmy, you know what Waterman is? He's a wrestler too. Love these wrestlers.
All night you've been setting me up for that. If you would have gave me 2 more seconds, I would have said dog, but you went a wrestler.
A wrestler.
So that's going to bring up a 4th down for Punxsie, and they'll bring out the punting unit. Little problem on the Punxsie sideline here. We've got one of the coaches yelling out at somebody. Maybe the ref, though. Maybe not the players. Having trouble reading that. But, I think everybody's a little confused by that fumble. As it was ruled a fumble.
I thought his arm was going forward, but I'm not a rocket scientist.
I don't do a whole lot of geometry. It's been a while. Here's the punt on 4th and 13.
Ooh, almost got it.
And it's going to bounce at the 28. Take a friendly Punxsie roll all the way to the 15.
You know what I do here, Jimmy?
I don't. I wish you would tell me.
Well, since you asked, I'm going to go ahead and get a couple runs, kill the clock, go into half. Don't risk it.
No need to risk it for the biscuit. 53 seconds left in the first half. 21-0. Yeah, you might want to just get out of here with the damage already done. Or no need in trying for a 3rd interception or a 4th Punxsie TD.
You know what I would risk it for? A Texan pierogi.
A brisket. Oh, yeah, or a pierogi.
Or a brisket, too. I've been trying not to think about that tonight, Jimmy. I apologize. Pennsylvania barbecue country.
That's going to be a timeout for Punxsie, I do believe. Which, speaking of pierogies, that seems like a Texan timeout to me. It's brought to you by Texan Restaurant, the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run, with the best homemade pierogies around. It is 21-0. Punxsie leads. 53 seconds left in the first half. Texan timeout. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
298 CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back from the Texan timeout. Bradford Owls football with a first and 10 for Talon Reese. 53 seconds left to go. And it's going to be a handoff and a little gain there for Thompson as he gets about 4 yards to the 20.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing a smart thing here. Just get into halftime. Don't risk anything. Jordy Thompson on the carry. Fun fact, Jordy Thompson, a former PJW state champ in wrestling.
Really?
Yep. Wouldn't lie to you, Jimmy.
Well, you would, but hopefully not about that. Second and six now with the clock running. We're at about 15 seconds. And Reese will take one more snap. He'll hand it off again to Thompson. Or that was Adkins, looked like. And it's going to be probably a no gain on the play. And that will take us to halftime. So the Owls are struggling here early, but, you know, have some things that Coach Pulio can talk to him about in the locker room. We saw some things work. We saw some things that didn't. And they can get a few stops. They can get be back in this game early on in the second half. So we'll head to the locker room here. 21-0. Punxsutawney leads the Owls. And we'll be back with our halftime show, including Halftime with the AD, presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
In Tandem in Olean has been a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in southwestern New York. What it means to serve people with disabilities has changed dramatically, but one thing that has not changed is In Tandem's commitment to togetherness. In Tandem recognizes that as people, we're better together. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals. Find out more about In Tandem and how you can make a difference at intandem.org.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more.
From concept to completion, Team Meinert in Bradford is there for you. Team Meinert provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Meinert can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMeinert.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Meinert!
WESB Sports.
Welcome to the Owls Halftime Show for Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. I am Jimmy Keltz, broadcasting live from Punxsutawney. My color commentator, Cameron Snodgrass, is alongside me, and my sound engineer and producer, Nick Youngs, is back at the station in Bradford. We are at halftime here in Punxsutawney for the Owls Week 1 matchup against the Chucks. It is 21-0 currently in favor of Punxsy. Quick scoring breakdown. Punxsutawney kicked off the scoring with Zeke Bennett on a 5-yard touchdown. They went for a 2-point conversion, which they didn't convert, and that made it 6-0 Chucks. On the second touchdown, that was it for the first quarter. In the second quarter, Punxsy found the end zone again. This time it was Martz on an 8-yard TD. This time they do convert the 2-point conversion, makes it 14-0. The 2-pointer was quarterback Moore to Zeke Bennett on a play action pass. Later on in the second quarter, Punxsy finds the end zone again. This time it's Zeke Bennett with a big one, a 54-yard touchdown. Extra point is good, and it's 21-0 in favor of Punxsutawney. Two quarters down means we've had two contestants for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. First quarter was Bruce Jeffords. The Owls did not score in that quarter. Second quarter was Ed Sayers. Again, a no score for the Owls. Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. No scores from either quarter means both of our contestants so far have won free lunch specials from Toji's substation. You can go get signed up today at either Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation. Each week, we draw four winning names and assign them a quarter of the game. If the Owls score on your quarter, when you win a free dinner from the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls don't score, you're looking at that free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Earlier today, I was able to sit down with Bradford Athletic Director Mike Erickson. We got to catch up for the first time this season ahead of the Week 1 opener, and talk a little bit about some of the other fall sports in the Bradford area school district. We also talked a little bit about the Owls football schedule this year and how it differs from previous years. So without any further ado, we'll hear from Mike during the Halftime with the AD show. It is presented to you this year by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. Halftime with the AD.
Welcome to Halftime with the AD, presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. Sitting down today at halftime in Punxsutawney, week one for the Owls, with Bradford Athletic Director Mike Erickson. Thanks for joining me today, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me on again this year, Jimmy. Really appreciate it. And new sponsor this year, thanks CJ Wallace. Thanks, Kurt, for taking the time to sponsor the halftime show with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Another fresh year, a fresh season of fall athletics for Bradford schools. I know we're off to, a slow start, right? But we do have some stuff going on. I saw the golf teams are out about.
Yeah, I guess Monday, August 15th, so almost 2 weeks ago now, really was the official start of, you know, fall sports for us. Our golf teams and tennis teams start a little bit earlier than the other sports teams just to make sure we get them in before the bad weather comes.
Right.
But, on August 15th, our boys golf team competed at the Cattersport Golf Invitational. We won that, beat St. Mary's that day by 3 strokes. It was really tight in the team side. The individual tournament was won by Jake France. Actually, it was a 3-way tie. He won in playoff hole. So they're off to a very good start there. You know, later on that week, the 17th, Wednesday, our girls golf team got started. Home match against Smethport. Caden Stiles won that one. Really led the way for the team. Caden Stiles, Peyton Leet, and Sophie Cornelius all played well that day and beat Smethport pretty handedly there. Last Saturday, we had a scrimmage. You know, the football team actually got a chance to go out and hit somebody other than our own guys.
Other than themselves, yeah.
Good reports from that. Looking forward to tonight's game. I know we're at halftime already, but things look good on the football side. This past Monday, The girls golf team was back in action at Cameron County, won that event also. Kaden Stiles turned in a nice score, won the medalist honors there. Tuesday, our girls tennis team went to Punxsutawney, had a doubleheader down there with them. Did lose both matches, but the girls did come out and perform the best of their ability. Mm-hmm. At the, you know, Punxsutawney's always been one of the better tennis schools in District 9, so it was good to get them out of the way early.
It's a tough start to the season.
Then on Wednesday, both the boys and girls golf teams back in action. The boys were at Elk County. Again, Jake Frantz won that match. The team won as well. Girls were at Oswego Valley. Caden Stiles and Sophie Cornelius turned in nice scores, and they won those as well. So I guess I'll finish up with Thursday. Boys golf was at Kane, won that match there. Jake Frantz, medalist again. Braden Wilt, Alex Pylon, and Chase Weinberg all shot great scores at Kane yesterday as well. And girls tennis. Girls tennis had a match last night against Johnsonburg. Big win for the girls there. Tylen Hilliard, Lily Kemick, Jaylee Copenhaver, Sophie Cornelius all won singles matches. And Sydney Hamer and Eliana Kersico won their doubles match. So big win for the girls. Get them back into the win column there.
So Sophie doing both golf and tennis.
Sophie's doing both golf and tennis. Wow. And very successful in both of them.
Now, that brings us to, obviously, tonight we are on the road in Punxsy for the Bradford Owls season opener against the Chucks. Punxsutawney is one of the longer road trips of the season. We know this, but the schedule has changed a little bit this year from our usual look.
Yeah, you know, in years past, we've opened up, you know, with Brookville, followed by St. Mary's, Kane, Ridgeway. You know, first four games were always, you know, real tough, you know, physical competitions there. This year, you know, it's still going to be physical, obviously. It is football, but, you know, we're opening this year with Punxsutawney. And then next week we got a home game against Cattersport. Then we travel to Otto Eldred before Dubois comes into town on the 16th. So, you know, three of the first four games are, I don't want to say they're easier competition because they certainly aren't, but, you know, they're not games that we would typically think we're going to get beat up on. One of our big problems last year was we had so many injuries early in the season.
Early, yeah.
And then, you know, even the backups then were injured, and, you know, injuries were just rampant last year. So hoping this year we can, you know, come out of the first, you know, 3 or 4 weeks healthy and build on any success that we can have there early and, you know, carry that through the season.
Yeah, a couple of season-ending injuries early on for the Owls last year, which, as you said, brings in the backups. And then when they go down too, it's like, boy, it just kind of snowballed from there. So, yeah, interesting to see the schedule this year. I'm pretty excited about it. We get a couple of home games against Dubois and Clarion, which is nice. Home against Carn City in the back half of the season, wrapping it up in the last couple of weeks there. So that's good to see. And then, obviously, next week will be the home opener versus Cattersport. But what else is on the schedule for next week?
So the rest of the sports coming up next week. Obviously, we're in Punxsutawney tonight, but our girls golf team is also playing in Kane tonight. You know, probably right about now they're on their way home. So hope they're listening to us here.
Yeah.
Monday got a big slate of events. We've got boys and girls golf both away. The boys are at St. Mary's. The girls are headed to Cattersport. Got the girls tennis team headed to Elk County. Girls volleyball starts their season. They are at Otto Eldred. And then JV football is playing in Bradford against Dubois. On Tuesday, we've got Dubois home for girls tennis. We've got cross-country meet at St. Mary's. It's just our boys team. We'll be headed there. Correction on that. That's actually at Kane.
Mm.
And then our girls volleyball will be playing at Kane as well. On Wednesday, the 31st, both the boys and girls soccer teams will be taking on Dubois. The girls team will be home with a 5:30 start, and the boys will be at Dubois. So hope everybody can come out and watch that soccer match. That's always a you know, big rivalry game. Anytime the Bradford and Dubois soccer get together, it's a big rivalry game. And, you know, this year we're starting the season off with that. So it should be an interesting one. Thursday, you know, that'd be September 1st. The tennis team heads to Clearfield. The girls golf team is hosting Kane, and the volleyball team is headed to Brookville. And that brings us up to next Friday. It's going to be our first home football game against Countersport, and the boys soccer team is headed to Allegheny Limestone for a tournament. You got Olean the first game there, and the boys golf is headed to Ridgeway. So really getting into the nuts and bolts
into the
here.
Full swing,
really
yeah.
getting going. So it's going to be a busy week next week.
So we had kind of the soft opening, and next week we'll
Really after tonight it's full swing.
And then, as you mentioned, obviously next week the home opener is against Countersport. So that's when we'll be able to catch up with you next.
Yep.
Is there anything else you wanted to add in before we end it today?
Kick off next Friday night at Parkway Field, 7 o'clock. Get there early. It should be a pretty busy night, bit crowded stadium. Yeah. I'm hoping.
Yeah, I've heard that there is some excitement this year. We had a lot of signups this year.
Yeah, we've really overall all of our sports teams are really a lot larger than they have been in the past.
Yeah, thriving.
From grade 7 through 12, we've got almost 300 students competing in fall sports this
year.
That's
great. So
that's huge.
Love
huge
to hear amounts. That.
55 guys on the football roster, about 8-9 more than we've had past couple years. So future's bright for the football team.
Yeah, love that. So we'll see you next week. Thanks again for stopping by, Mike.
I appreciate it, Jimmy. And again, shout out to CJ Engineering and Kurt Wallace.
That's Halftime with the AD, presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties: spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 125, open every day, even holidays. For delivery, call 36-TOJI'S.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Living on a fixed income can be stressful. Luckily, the folks at Devon Clough State Farm are here to help you save on your insurance. Whether it's car, life, home, and anything in between, Devon Clough and her team are here to straighten out your insurance needs. They are local agents who care about you and our community. So visit the squad today at the old post office in Bradford and see how Devon and her team can save you money even with bundling. Call Devon for your free quote, 814-817-2086.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We're just finishing up halftime and getting ready to kick off the third quarter of Bradford Owls Week 1 season opener against the Punxsutawney Chucks, which Punxsutawney is currently ahead 21-0 and will receive to start the third quarter. But Cam, before we get back into the action, I gave us our scoring breakdown before the coaches show, which is sponsored by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. Why don't you give us the stats there for the first half?
Well, everyone's chomping at the bit to know how Talon's doing. And
champing at the bit.
Champ. He is 13 of 23, 131 yards, two interceptions, and he has a 4-yard rush.
Okay.
Bradford Owls have 4 yards rush in total.
Ooh.
That's my bad. And we have A.J. Gleason with the biggest reception for a 45-yard reception. I believe A.J. is hovering around the 70-yard mark for receiving so far today. So obviously that's been Talon's favorite target.
And rightfully so. He's looked good out there on the field when they have been able to get to the ball. But, you know, a couple interceptions early, and Talon will need to come out here, try to shake them off a bit. We also have an update from around District 9, if I'm not mistaken.
I got some updates for you, Jimbo. Here we go. Central Clarion up 21-7 over Brookville at the half.
Wow.
Red Bank Valley 53-0 over Smethport at the half.
Wow.
Keystone is up 20-0 over Cowdersport at half.
Wow.
Union AC Valley 27-6 over the Cameron County Red Raiders at half.
Wow.
The Dubois Beavers are up over the Carn City Gremlins 14-7 at half.
Wow.
St. Mary's Flying Dutchman 13. Monatah Warriors 0.
Wow.
And that's at halftime. Obviously, Punxsutawney Bradford, we know the score of that game. And Kane Wolves are up 13-6 over the Brockway Rovers in at halftime. And I believe the score's not on the website, but Port Allegheny is up over the Ridgeway Johnsonburg Co-Ed School. I don't know if they're Elkers or Rams. I think they're Elkers, correct?
They would be the Elkers, yeah.
The Elkers. So Port Allegheny is up in that game 14-6 at halftime as well.
Heck of a job by you, Cam, reporting around the District 9 league for the regular season week one.
Well, the people need to know.
Yeah, you're right about that. As we get ready for the third quarter here, the Owls take to the sideline. Chucks are already on theirs. The Punxsutawney, again, they're going to be set to receive to start the third quarter, and the Owls are going to need to stop. I think they've forced one punt.
Yep.
I think they've forced one punt so far here tonight. So, you know, not absolutely out of the question, but it has been an uphill battle for the Owls defensively. Now, a lot of that has been because of Zeke Bennett, but also, you know, their quarterback has done a nice job. Seth Moore just kind of making things happen, directing traffic. So the Owls will need to try to, at some point, get a big stop here in this series, in this set, whether it's with the help of some penalties or whatever, but they do not want to go down 28-0, be 2 points away from that mercy rule, and you know, all of a sudden this game gets out of reach. So here's the kick. We are officially underway in the third quarter. A little bit of a pooch gets to the 29-yard line, and it's going to be a nice return to about the 40 for Punxsy.
Yeah, I mean, with the sun setting, we got a nice little purple and blue skies here. Fog's rolling in on the field. It's time for the Owls defense to step up, make an impression right here, because this game's going to define your season, no matter how you look at it. First impressions are everything, unfortunately, in today's day and age. So hopefully they got some much-needed motivation in the locker room, and I'm looking forward to see how they respond here after a punishing first half by the Punxsutawney.
You know what else happens after the sun starts to go down? We bring out the Friday night lights.
Yes, sir.
So here's a 1st and 10 handoff up the middle. It's Zeke Bennett with a 1st down and more across half field, midfield, to about the 45-yard line, 46-yard line in Bradford territory. So strong start by Punxsy.
Yep, and they didn't set the edge again.
No, and that is Bennett just kind of doing what we've seen him do for the last few years, and that's beating the guys to the side, to the edge, turning up field, and making things happen, breaking off chunks of yardage at a time. 1st and 10 from the 46, and Bennett again with a spin move, breaks one off the defender, breaks another tackle, charges forward to the 25, and he is absolutely on fire right now.
Oh, that was at least 3 or 4 broken tackles there on that play, right up the gut. I don't. Punxsutawney's handoffs are just so quick. In this offense that they run, this hybrid wing T spread, however you want to look at it. But the handoff is so quick, and if that left tackle has been doing a heck of a job all night, because if you pay attention, watch how quickly he sets his block.
Yeah, and you've got Zeke Bennett, who's like 5'6", and just explodes from the backfield. Now here's Martz in for Bennett, and that's going to be another 1st down, this time a handoff towards the right.
Yeah, the Owls need to put their foot down. Quit getting bullied. It's time for them to be the dogs in the junkyard. They got to go.
So after the two big runs from Bennett, Martz comes in. He picks up another first. All of a sudden, it's first and 10. Yeah, 11, 12-yard line. Yeah, 11-yard line. And we've got 10 minutes and 30 seconds left in the third quarter. So Punxsie has come out quick here. And here's another run. Breaks the first tackle. Gets inside the 5. And is going to come up just shy of the goal line at about the 2.
They're running right off the back of that left tackle. He just victimized another person. I don't even know who that was.
Martz comes out. Bennett comes back in.
79.
Bennett's going to be looking for his third touchdown of the night with a first and goal from the 2.
A stellar job.
Shot out. Here's the snap. First and goal. Bennett. And that's a touchdown. Punxsutawney. I mean, just absolutely marched down the field. And Bennett puts the Chucks up 27-0.
Punxsutawney came here to kick butt and chew bubble gum. They're all out of bubble gum. This offense is rolling.
Bennett scores his third touchdown of the night, this time a 2-yarder. Extra point. Looks like they will go for another kick. And that is up and splits the uprights for a 28-0 lead for the Chucks over the Owls in week one. 9:44 left in the third quarter, and the Owls have some work to do. 2 points away from mercy rule now and still looking for their first score of the game. We'll come back with the Owls' first possession of the second half. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Living on a fixed income can be stressful. Luckily, the folks at Devonclaw State Farm are here to help you save on your insurance. Whether it's car, life, home, and anything in between, Devonclaw and her team are here to straighten out your insurance needs. They are local agents who care about you and our community. So visit the squad today at the old post office in Bradford and see how Devin and her team can save you money even with bundling. Call Devin for your free quote, 814-817-2086.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football in our third quarter here and our third quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes ahead of the Owls' first offensive possession of the half is Burt Williams.
What?
Burt Williams. Burt, if the Owls score in this quarter, then they will have scored finally. If the Owls score in this quarter, you'll win a free dinner off the value back meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't score, you'll win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Here is the kickoff return. It's going to be across the 25 in a big pile at about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, saw a little frustration out of Mr. Fitton down there punching the ground.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think the ground deserved that, but
sort of uncalled for.
Yeah, I mean,
ground and no punch back.
No punch back, ground.
9:38 left in the third. The Owls will take over. Talon Reese comes out to the field. He's going to have double twins to start off. And Adkins will motion from his left to his right. Reese, working from left to right on your radio, takes the snap. It's low. It's botched. And Reese has to jump on top of it as it barely got out from under the legs of the center.
The fog's coming into play. Free ball. It's muggy out. It's humid out. These balls can get slippery.
That could happen. You're right. But also,
could also be a bad
don't,
snap.
Don't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, don't do it. Ball just didn't really move.
No.
At all, really, there. So we weren't really having problems with snaps. Something we've seen problems with in previous years. Here's a quick pitch out to the right and blown up in the backfield, right near that line of scrimmage. So we've got the bad snap that Reese had to jump on top of. We've had the pitch for a no gain, and that's going to bring up a 3rd and 11.
Yeah, I think Punxsie's got a read on that pitch play. So you might need to scrap that and go another route, I would say. But yeah, 3rd and 12. What you got, young kid?
Reese with trips out to the left awaits the snap. Punxsie shows blitz. And the pass falls incomplete off the shoulder of Laktash. And that's going to bring up a 4th down. The Owls will have to punt it away.
Hey, great effort by the punt team hustling out there. You love to see it.
You love to see it. 8.5 minutes left now in the third. And Laktash will come out for the punt. Yeah, it's frustrating. You can see it in the body language from the Owls fitting.
The great coach, Matt Calkins, says, get your mind right.
Here's the punt. I mean, it lasers forward across the 50-yard line. Friendly bounce for the Owls across the 40-yard line to about the 48, or 38, rather, in Punxsie territory. And that's where the Chucks will take over. 8 minutes, 21 seconds left in the third, 28-0. The Owls, again, 2 points away from a third-quarter mercy rule.
Hey, excellent job by Jordy Thompson, the good hustle you like to see as a gunner.
Yeah, Laktash, you know, obviously wide receiver, corner, not really a punter, but gets good drive on the ball. Yeah. Not a ton of hang time, but gets some distance, and that's going to be, you know, he's able to at least turn the field around some, which is going to be huge. So here's a short pass for Punxsie. Moore connects, and it's going to be right near the first down marker, and that'll move the chains. It's Presloyd. Zach Presloyd. Yeah, a name actually that if we didn't call last year, I've certainly called for basketball. I know I recognize the name. Here's the first and 10 again. Moore, handoff up the middle. And that'll be a short game, maybe 3-4 yards on the play. It gets him across midfield and back into Bradford territory. So it'll bring up second and 7.
Second time so far in this half that I've seen the ground get punched.
No, again?
Again. That was Joe Carey that time.
Jeepers, creepers. We're going to have divots. Here comes second and 7 for Moore. Drops back, looks to his left. He's got a man there. It's caught and across. Brought down by 3 different Bradford Owls at about the 35-yard line.
Hey, that was a great collision by Evan Whitmore.
You might even call it the collision of the game, if you so choose. The Schultz collision of the game.
I would definitely nominate.
Collision of the game, rather. Sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. That's your nomination?
Yeah, so far.
Here's first and 10. And the dog pile pushes to about the 30-yard line, and it's a gain of 5.
I heard you throw a W, but no, hey, gang tackling.
Dog team, pile.
Teamwork makes the
dream work.
That's right, brother.
Tell me about it. 6:40 left in the third quarter. 28-0. Punxsie is marching again. Now they find themselves with a second and 5 from the 30.
Hammer down, Owls. Let's go.
Hammer.
Down.
Here's Moore working out of the shotgun. Double twins.
That's a false start.
Yeah, so a false start there on Punxsie is going to bring him back to the around the original line of scrimmage there. Bring them back to about the 35, 36.
Yeah, excellent work by the Owls to not jump off sides there.
Yeah, Punxsie had a few penalty problems in the first quarter, but they had really settled down there up until that point. Now here's Bennett trying to get to that outside and seal the corner. He's not able to really turn it upfield, but he does get some of that yardage back, and it's going to be a gain of about 5. That brings up 3rd and 5 to go.
Yes, sir. For the Owls to do their gap assignment, seal the edge. I mean, the Owls have gotten pressure on the quarterback when they're dropping back.
A couple times.
By Waterman, but you got to do it now. Do it when it counts.
3rd and 5. Out from under center. It's a handoff. Martz is trying to get to the edge. He does, and he'll get the first down there. And he gets pulled out of bounds at about the 15-yard line.
The Martz kid kind of fast.
Yeah, Martz poses a different look where Bennett's a much smaller target, and he's just quick out of the backfield. Martz is able to kind of stretch east and west.
Uh-oh, we got a limp on the field. Injury timeout by the referees.
You looking at that corner over there on the right side?
I was looking at A.J. Gleason limp.
Oh,
on the
no.
field.
I didn't see it. Possible cramp there from Gleason. We'll have to see.
A little hot and muggy, Jimmy.
You've mentioned. Yeah. You've mentioned the fog as well. You think that plays into it?
It's definitely a factor. It can't not be.
I was thinking so. So that brings us to 5 minutes, 22 seconds left in the third. Punxsie still leads 28-0. And it looks like we'll take a Texan timeout while we wait to see any word from the injury. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success.
Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Back from the tax in timeout. 5:22 left in the third. Punksy knocking again here from the 15-yard line. First and 10. Moore from under center. Hands it off. It's Martz up the right side. Powers his way inside the 10, inside the 5. And, boy, just keeps those legs churning. Gets right to the goal line and just shy of another Punksy touchdown. It's going to be first and goal from the 1.
Not 1. Not 2. Not 3. The 4 tackles where the Owls tried to shoulder them down, wrapping up and giving a good form tackle.
Yeah, strong legs there. Just kept him moving, kept going. Used to be brought down. So here's your first and goal from the 1. Moore will work from under center. It's a handoff right up the middle and an easy touchdown as the offensive line just moves forward into the end zone and the back is able to follow them in from there.
There's a hint of a smell of propane in here.
Is that Bennett again?
That is Bennett.
My word. His 4th touchdown of the game.
Number 6 out the kick for the Punxsutawney Chucks, which got an interesting story for you, Jimmy, when we get some time about how Punxsutawney got their mascot.
Oh, my word. Well, you're going to have to save it here as we're about to take a quick break. Punxsy's extra point is up good, and it's 35-0. Punksy leads. 4:45 left in the third, and that's going to bring in a mercy rule for the Owls. It'll be a running clock rule. Clocks will only stop for referee command and timeouts. But that's 35-0. Punksy leads. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. And In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back for Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Punxsutawney just went up 35-0 after Zeke Bennett's 4th touchdown of the game. They're about to kick off here again to the Owls. And the Owls still being shut out here. 35-0, 4:45 left in the third quarter. Here's the kick return. It's brought to you by Fitton. Gets across the 25 and stuff there. But there is a flag on the play coming from the kicking side of the field.
Possibly blocking back or a hold. I'm a betting man, though. Let's see.
It appears to be Cameron.
Yep.
On the Owls. You've been right 3 times today.
That's right. That's right.
The night is significantly less young, but still, yeah. You know, I wouldn't call it old.
So Punxsutawney is the groundhog.
Here we go.
Groundhog capital of the world.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Not many people know that.
Oh.
Okay.
It's a common fact.
So the high school elected the name Punxsutawney Chucks for a groundhog.
A chuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another common.
The more you know.
Right. Here's your 1st and 10. Reese intercepted. I mean, a really nice effort to go up and get that one. Returns it to the 10 and is taken out of bounds at about the 9-yard line. I mean, he just went up and got that. It was number 8, Landon Peterson.
Yeah, he elevated. Excellent, excellent jump.
Yeah, and had to double clutch the ball. I mean, he went up, got his hands on it.
Yep.
With enough to kind of stop the forward momentum of the ball. And then the ball was able to drop down as he came down with it. I mean, just a nice effort. So at the 16-yard line, it's a 1st and 10 for Punksy. No. No, I went off the clock there. Like, the first time tonight I've went off the clock, and it's off by 6 yards for some reason. It's 1st and goal from the 10 for Punksy. And here's Bennett as he gets around, and he's going to get brought down. Maybe a nice tackle, maybe a little bit of frustration out, but clean frustration as it stops Bennett just shy of the goal line.
The touchdown, oh, he's coming out of the game now.
Well, that's going to bring in
March, most likely. Actually, 24. With the score the way it is, it might not be March. They might actually bring in Miller. I'll have to see if I can find. Here's the handoff. No, it's neither of them. It is Griffin White. So a sophomore getting some reps here late in the game. So Griffin White gets his first taste of action. It's a little bit of forward progress, but stops him just on the goal line. Third down.
Harry Potter named on it.
Griffin White. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I can see that. So here is your third and goal from basically right on top of the line. Here's White. Walks in. No problem. And Punksy goes up 41-0. Hey. Yeah.
Hey, they opened up a seam.
We done now?
Griffin ran up to it. I mean, he did get tackled by Turf Monster in the end zone.
He did. Back of the end zone, he finally came down.
Yep.
You're absolutely right.
Bradford defense, as always.
We'll see what they do for the extra point here. A kick, I would assume, with a 41-point lead. Kick is up, and it is good. Splits the uprights. It's 42-0 with 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Punksy leads over the Owls. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Pa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Punksy just scored again. This time it's Griffin White, third string running back, comes in and gets a 1 yard touchdown. Extra point is good, and it's 42-0. Punksy leads with just a couple minutes left here in the third quarter. Running clock rule is going to put the rest of this game on double speed, as it's only going to stop the clock for referees say so and timeouts.
Who's this referee think he is, the boss? Uh-oh.
Muffed return there. He's able to get his hands back on it, but gets blown up at about the 16-yard line.
Uh-oh.
Big hit, and Fitton is slow to get up. Looks okay. It was concerning when he first started getting up. He went real slow to one knee.
Yeah.
Started to wobble a little bit, so I was worried that maybe he got his bell rung. But after he got to the second knee, he just kind of popped up and looked right as rain. So we'll have to keep an eye on it, but Fitton, I think, is okay at this point. He gets popped at about the 17-yard line, and that's going to bring up a first and 10 for Bradford there. Talon Reese still in a QB. It's a direct snap to the running back, and a nice gain for Adkins, and that should bring up a second and 4, second and 5.
Second and a half.
That was maybe the most confusing thing you've said all night. I said, here, let's replay that.
Yes.
What I said was it's 2nd and 4 or 2nd and 5, and you said it's 2nd and 10. 2nd and 5, which is what I already said at that point, if you remember correctly.
I don't. Short-term memory.
2nd and 5 there after that confusing little drill we just pulled. Math. It's a math drill.
Well, we got to keep the list.
Is that going to be a timeout? Yeah, it looks like a timeout for Bradford, and we'll take a tax-in timeout. In fact, more than that, we'll take a tax-in timeout brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Route 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best handmade pierogies around. Tax-in timeout, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
98 CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. It's 2nd and 1/2, a.k.a. 2nd and 4. Here's your snap. And Reese finds his receiver, but a lot of momentum takes him down on the catch. Kind of an athletic move to make that catch, yep. But unfortunately hit the ground immediately afterwards. So that'll bring up a third and four.
He has written up, got trips right.
Yeah. Lone man on the left side and into the backfield. Sets up on Talon's right. And, yeah, it was going to be a pass to the running back out of the backfield, but goes incomplete, brings up a fourth down.
Well, at this point,
Reese will stay on the field and go for it here on fourth
and
four.
What do you got to lose?
It's exactly, yeah. 10 seconds left. They might not get the playoff before the quarter. Reese checks the clock behind him. Probably going to try for a draw him off sides here. Doesn't work, and that's going to be the end of the third. It's a good play there to real quick stay on the field, try to draw him off sides as they've got more time on the play clock than on the game clock. But it doesn't work, and that brings us to the end of the third quarter. Punxsutawney leads Bradford 42-0, and that makes a winner of a free lunch special from Toji's Substation of Bert Williams.
Yes, Bert.
Good news for you, Bert. We'll be back with our fourth quarter of action. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Because of significant arterial blockage, this woman had so much pain in her leg, she could barely walk. She says there's a remarkable difference since she started seeing Dr. Bob Tejera at Allegheny Vein and Vascular.
When I first started going to him, I had problems walking. And afterwards, I didn't have any problems walking. I had to walk every day, which was very important, and it did make a big difference. I can walk up the stairs now without any pain, and that is a big improvement. I couldn't walk to church, and that's only a block and a half, and I can now.
She says she also loves the personalized attention she receives from the staff and the fact that everything is done in one building. Allegheny Vein and Vascular, 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call 814-368-8490 or visit them online at AlleghenyVein.com.
WQ98CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Missed something there, Cam?
Yeah, I think we had a fumble. I heard the crowd go ball, so they confirmed what my eyes saw, which was a fumble. Either way, it's going to be Punxsutawney ball.
I was going to just believe your eyes. You didn't have to tell me what the crowd said. Appreciate that you backed it up with further evidence, though.
Yes, sir.
Punxsutawney will take control at the 20-yard line.
I like this. Good hustle by 79 from Punxsutawney getting on the field.
Really moving.
Yes.
Could have been Gabe Rowan.
Hmm.
Gabe Rowan got out on the field. And here is your first and 10 for Punxy from the 20-yard line, Bradford territory, following the fumble. And it's a handoff to the right side.
Oh.
Bit of a truck stick inside the 10, and that's going to pick up a first down and put him back in scoring position with a goal-to-goal situation.
I don't look at myself as a football expert, but shoulder tackling has not been working well for Bennett Tackleton. Just their
Help me out, Cam. I'm trying to find this new running back here for Punxy.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been wrong.
My eyes.
2-7 or a 3-2? I think that's a 3-2.
Does that look like a 3-2 to you?
Yes, sir.
Get that.
You're welcome.
That is, oh, it's still Griffin White. I thought they brought in a new one.
Nope.
But nope, it's Griffin. He walks in for his second touchdown of the game. That one, good for 8 yards. And the Chucks start pouring it on. They kick off the fourth quarter with another touchdown.
Fourth quarter, time to get some reps for the younger guy on the Bradford side. See what they're made of.
So Punxsutawney lines up for the PAT. It's down. Kick is up. And that splits the uprights. It's good for a 49-0 lead over Bradford here with 10 minutes and 52 seconds left in the fourth quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide.
To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Another Punxsutawney touchdown makes it 49-0 with just under 11 minutes left to go. We are in the fourth quarter. The Owls are about to get possession, and that's going to make a winner of Matthew Lamphere. Matthew Lamphere is our fourth quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes.
Congrats, Matt.
Here's the return. Fitton gets clobbered at the 21-yard line. Pops back up.
By God.
Pops back up and knocks the helmet a couple times. I like that out of Isaiah Fitton.
Yeah, these fit.
Built different.
Who are they got? Oh, a new face on the offensive side of the ball. Number two, Eric Himes, Jr.
Is that what you're seeing?
That's what I'm seeing.
Call it like you see it, Cam.
Yep. That's what I'm here for. We are the audience's eyes. Oh, we got timeout now.
It literally wouldn't make sense to call it how you didn't see it, you know? So, glad we figured that out. That's a timeout. Just before the Owls start their fourth quarter possession here from the 21-yard line. So, we'll take a tax-in timeout as well. It's Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Team Meinert is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Meinert in Bradford is there for you. Team Meinert provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Meinert can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMeinert.com and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Meinert!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. The Owls taking out the field, bringing in some of the younger guys here. The second string getting some looks. Is it still recent at QB?
I don't think so.
Or do I? But I can't see who it is. It goes incomplete. Is it 10?
No, I think it's Lucas quarterback.
Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe. Yeah, that makes sense. Laktash was a backup in previous years.
Yep. Does he punt the ball left and throw right? Oh, Giordano. Okay.
Oh, so it was 10? Is that what you're telling me?
That is 10. Hey, you know what? Breaking news, folks. My eyes have failed
me.
Three for four. Still 75 yards passing. My math teacher out of
it. Holy smokes. So that's going to bring up a second and 10 after the incomplete pass from Giordano.
He's a coached.
Here's a handoff up the right side and a short gain of about 3 yards.
Giordano's nickname is Lucky. Giordano for 2 years. I always thought it was Lucky.
You have a story behind that or just didn't know his name?
No story behind it.
Probably better that way.
Yeah. Oh, number 9 out there in the field too. That looks like Tyler Gregg. Or Tyler. Sorry.
3rd and 7. Lock it up. And a batted down pass. Giordano drops back, looks to his left side. And one of the Chucks defenders there just went up and smacked it down out of the air. Matumboed it.
No.
Not today. It's going to bring up a fourth down, and the Owls will be forced into another punting situation. Seen all too much of tonight. Laktash back on the field. Punxy's going to get the ball back with almost 9 minutes left, 8:45 left, and up 49-0. It's a fake punt. Laktash takes off. Back to the line of scrimmage. Still up. Breaking tackles. Doing his thing. Doesn't get much past the line of scrimmage.
Happy about the fake punt there.
I'm pretty sure every Owls player isn't happy about being down 49, so I'd call it about even.
Yeah.
Call it about even.
62, that is seeing Jesse Taylor, senior.
6'5", 260 out on the field for the first time tonight. Good to see him getting some reps.
It's always good to see these younger guys getting some reps, although Jesse is a senior, but with the amount of freshmen that's coming in.
Is that Whitmore out there as well? No.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, able to get to him in the backfield there as the Owls drop him for a loss.
Hey, that's Jesse Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor enters the game and immediately takes him down for a loss of 2-3 yards.
That was a brutal hit, too.
Would you call it a collision?
Yeah. Most physical hit I've seen so far today.
So you might even call it a collision of the game.
I would nominate it, certainly. That would be my new number one nomination.
Okay, so it's the possible collision of the game, sponsored by Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. At least possible. Here's 2nd and 12 for Punxsie. And it's going to be a timeout by the Chucks. Funksy would like to talk about it. And that's going to stop the clock at about 6 minutes and 56 seconds left in the game. Remember, we're still in our fourth quarter. Contestant Matthew Lampier for Toadies Touchdown Sweepstakes. The Owls try to avoid the skunk, and Matt tries to get that free dinner from Toadies Family Restaurant. We'll be back with the rest of the fourth quarter. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
At a time when misinformation is all too common on social media, we take great pride in bringing you the news that matters, that impacts your family, news you can trust. Local broadcast journalists bring you the facts, covering the stories breaking in our community and across the globe. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on local journalism. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Punxsutawney is on offense, second and 12 from the 26. And here's the snap, little end around, and they are off and running. Might have picked up a first down there. Yeah, first down and more for Punxsutawney as they get back into the red zone. And the Owls are already down 49-0 with 6 minutes and 17 seconds left in the game. Punxsy knocking again.
You know, Bradford did a great job right there setting the edge, too. They just got beat by athleticism. So, hey, that's good work on the DNs.
Second time down low here for the younger Punxsutawney guys who are getting some good reps. Handoff up the middle. And they'll get to about the 10-yard line. So, a gain of maybe 4-5 yards on that play. And the Owls do a little bit of a personnel change here. Swap out the D-line. So who comes in for Punxsy in the backfield there? 22. Is that what it looks like?
That's what it looks like.
Gavin, no, I don't have a 22.
Let me check my sources here.
Please do. I'd appreciate it.
I also do not have a 22.
Okay, so we're looking at that wrong, and that's obvious. 32 is still Griffin White. Might just be Griffin still.
Hey, I think that's a 27, Jimmy.
I don't have a 27, Cam.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's a 22, to be honest with you, but I don't have a 22. It's another touchdown for Punxsy is what it is.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, well, I heard by the freshman there.
Oh, that's a freshman.
So that almost helps somewhat. What it is, though, for sure, certainly, is a 10-yard touchdown. Extra point is up and good, and it is 56-0, Punxsy leads. I'll see if I can't get a name for that freshman just scored a touchdown. And we'll be back with 5 minutes and 8 seconds left of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
I'm Danny Schaefer, lifestyle content creator. My little brother had these piercing blue eyes like the ocean. He was just 33 when we lost him.
My name is Darren Waller. I had it made, living my dream playing professional football. Then my life hit rock bottom. I had an accidental opioid overdose.
Have a safety plan and talk about it.
It can happen to anyone you know or love. It happened to me.
Be prepared. Learn how at reversesilence.org.
WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. That was Landon Temchola for the Punxsutawney Chucks, who came in, scored a touchdown to make it 56-0 ball game. And the Owls are unraveling with 5 minutes to go.
They are running out of time, Jimmy.
Here's the kickoff return for the Owls. A little shimmy shake across the 20 and brought down ahead of the 25-yard line.
Let's see what Lucky Giordano can do here coming out. Second trip on the second drive. Words mixed up.
You figured it out, though.
I did. I did good.
You stuck with it, yep. And that's what I appreciate about you.
Appreciate you.
First and 10 for the Owls from the 25-yard line. As you mentioned, Giordano back on the field at quarterback, working out of the shotgun with double twins. Takes a high snap, looks to his right. He's got a man there. It's caught and across for a first down, I think.
Yeah, the fog's a little thick over there, so it's hard to see.
It is hard to see through that fog you've been talking about.
Oh, Logan Kohler, another one of my kids. Another former Raptor. Got his first career varsity reception. Congrats, Logan. He'll be a force to reckon with in the years to come.
And it was indeed a 10-yard reception, as it was enough to move the chains. Makes it first and 10 from the 35. Punksy fans out here getting a little loose in the stands. I'm hearing some yelling. Rightfully so. It is 56-0.
Oh, ball.
And there's a fumble. It's jumped on top of by the Owls. Corralled, but for a big loss.
Was that fumble? 28? 25? We are looking through this to find out.
What are you looking for? The fumbler?
The fumbler, the culprit.
Can't help you.
25.
I see a 26. I do not see a 25. Could be anybody. It's a mystery player. And you know what? Probably okay with it in this situation. Here's a pass over the top.
Oh, another fumble.
Caught, dropped, and jumped on top of by number two.
Some might say he caught, dropped, and locked it.
Eric Himes.
Yep. Is that in the slot on the far side of the field? Is that nine? Is that Greg Tyler?
Indeed, yeah.
Love to see it.
So Giordano again, third and long here, third and 14, drops back, looks out for a screen pass, and it's incomplete. So that's going to bring up a fourth and long. The Owls will be forced to punt it away again. Punksy's going to get the ball back with about 2.5 minutes left.
Good reps for the future of the Owls. To any on-field time is good time, no matter how you look at it. I think we got Lactash still back to punt.
I believe so. Yeah, I don't think they have another punter on the team. So Lactash will punt it away. It's a pretty nice one, actually. Yeah. A little bit of hang time on this one. Gets across half field. Friendly bounce. Rolls to the 41-yard line. Punksy territory. And that's where the Chucks will take over for a first and 10 with a 56-0 lead. Wow. 2 minutes, 8 seconds left in the game.
Little update. Port is up 30-6 over
Co-op.
Co-op.
Oh, co-ed means something else.
Oh, okay. We got the wave going on in the stands here.
There's a few holes in it, but yeah, it's going.
This is up 33-0 over Montauk. Red Bank Valley 53-8 in the third quarter. And is up 19-13 over Brockway, Central Clarion 34, Brookville 7.
First and 10 for Punksy.
Yeah, also running 10-man defense.
Under center here.
Interesting. Oh!
And that's going to be a first down. Run right up the middle for the Chucks. Broke a tackle there after a short gain and is able, with the second effort, the chains.
Bold strategy.
It really is. Yeah. It was a bold strategy.
Yeah, it was an attempt to confuse the Punxsutawney offense, it appears, that, hey, we only have 10 guys. Punxsutawney didn't know how to react.
They knew.
Oh, well, they limited it to a gain of 10.
They certainly did.
Defense.
First and 10 at the 49, Bradford territory. Punksy gets set, and it's going to be another handoff here. Wrapped up after a short gain, brought down to bring up about a second and 4.
Nacho cheese.
My word.
Winding down, maybe this is a ball game?
30 seconds to go here. Punksy could take the victory formation at this point.
The clock is 3 seconds ahead, so Punxsutawney. I think Punxsutawney's going to win this one, Jimmy.
Should be close.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You could probably just turn that off now, I believe. Yeah, Punxsutawney's going to walk off the field, and that's going to be ball game. Punksy ends up with a week one win over the Owls. It's 56-0. Got out of hand quick there in the second half. The Owls, you know, were still making it a fight, at least in the first half. They went down 21-0, and then coming out of halftime, it just Punksy started moving the ball with no resistance, and it ends up turning into a blowout game. 56-0, Punksy wins. Matthew Lamphere was our fourth quarter contestant for Toad Juice Touchdown Sweepstakes. The Owls shut out in this one, so all four contestants, Bruce Jefford, Ed Sayers, Burke Williams, Matthew Lamphere, they all get the free lunch special from Toji's Substation for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. We'll try it again next week, see if we can't give away a few dinners off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. We're going to take a little bit of a breather and get the stats together. We'll be back with the scoring recap and our final thoughts from Punksy. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful expanded deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
WQ98CM Bradford. WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome to the Bradford Owls post-game show on WESB Sports, following the Owls' Week 1 loss to Punxsutawney. The Owls had the long road trip to start off the season. It's a good one to get out of the way early.
Yes, sir.
As we come down a couple hours to Punxsutawney to face the Chucks and end up getting shut out. And final score is 56-0. Punxsutawney wins. It wasn't a balanced 56-0.
No.
The first half was a much more competitive half of football, and it just got out of hand so quickly in the third. We'll break down the scoring recap before we jump into the stats right quickly, and then we'll do some final thoughts before we sign up from Punxsy. So the Owls do get the first chance on offense here tonight as they receive to open the game. They end up getting one first down. They convert to one first down. They do eventually have to punt it away. And when Punxsy takes over and gets the ball, they kind of slowly march downfield. They do end up taking some time off the clock in the process. But what it turns into is Zeke Bennett's first touchdown of the game. And it's a 5-yard touchdown. They go for a 2-point conversion early. They end up not converting on it. And it's 6-0. Punxsy leads. And that would be it for the first quarter. We go into the second with a 6-0 game. Punxsy, then they start using, swapping out Zeke Bennett, who just broke off a couple of big runs. And they bring in Landon Martz. And he gets a couple of early looks, including an 8-yard touchdown. He stays in for the 2-point completion. They try to make up that extra point. Moore completes it. Bennett does get the completion to Bennett for the 2-pointer is good, and it's 14-0 early on in the second quarter. Then before we get into halftime, Punxsy finds it the end zone again. This time Zeke Bennett breaks off a 54-yard touchdown, the longest of the game, his second of the night. The extra point is good, and we have a score of 21-0. That's where we hit halftime. Now, we were saying multiple times that the Owls, who were going to kick off to start the half, they needed to come out and get a big stop on that first defensive set and try to get on the scoreboard early there, because if Punxsy came out and scored, they were going to be 2 points away from being mercy ruled, and that just, you know, puts the game away so quick to start the third quarter. They weren't able to do that, and in fact, quite the opposite. Punxsy came out and looked stronger in the third quarter. They started rolling across the Bradford defense. Bennett gets his third touchdown of the game. This one's a 2-yard TD. Extra point is up and good. 28-0, Punxsy leads. Bennett finds his fourth touchdown of the game later in the quarter. This one is a 1-yard TD right from the goal line. Extra point is good, and it's 35-0 in the third. The next Punxsutawney touchdown would also happen in the third quarter. This one is after some of the Punxsy backups started to come in off the bench. It's Griffin White who gets his first touchdown of the game. It's a 1-yard TD. Extra point is good. It's 42-0. Bradford at this point is well into the mercy rule, heading into the fourth quarter of the game. Some of their backups start to come in now as well. And when we get into the fourth quarter, Griffin White keeps on rolling. He gets his second touchdown, an 8-yard TD, extra point good. We're at 49-0. And then they wrap up the fourth with one last touchdown. It's a freshman, Temchola. Temchola gets the 8-yard touchdown and a final score of 56-0 for Punxsy's week one win over the Owls. And not the start that the Owls were hoping for when they rolled down to Punxsutawney tonight, but some stats for us to build on here. Obviously, we know Reese got a couple of interceptions, but we did see some guys. We saw some passes. We saw some receivers step up. So read us off some stats here, Cam.
Yeah, big thanks to Mark Irvin for the stats here, helping us out with that. Talon Reese finished with 15 to 28, 131 yards with the 3 interceptions. Andrew Giordano came in, went 2 of 5 for 13 yards. Jordy Thompson had 4 rushes. He had a yard. Troy Adkins had 3 rushes for 10 yards on the offensive side. And I believe A.J. Gleason finished with around 75 yards receiving, especially the big one, I think it was a 48-yard reception by Gleason, or 45-yard reception. On the defensive side of the ball, A.J. was the standout here, 7 tackles. Lucas Lactash and Evan Whitmore both had 6 tackles each. So that's what I have for stats.
Okay, stuff to build off for the Owls. I mean, obviously that first half went much better than the second half. The defense kind of fell apart quickly to that Punxsy running game. But there was some stuff, like as we mentioned, Talon Reese, he threw back-to-back interceptions on 2 throws. And from there, it just kind of, I don't know if it spun him out at all. Maybe not. He ends up throwing a third later on. But, you know, they're going to have their things to work on. They're going to go home. They're going to hit practice. And they're going to build on maybe that connection between him and Gleason. They're going to try to find how they can stuff that run up front, because other teams are going to see what happened here in Punxsy, and the Owls are going to be tasked with, you know, those linebackers filling those gaps, yep, like you said, sealing the edge from the defensive ends, and they'll see if they can make those adjustments. Now, next week is going to be the home opener. I do expect it to be a pretty busy night from Parkway Field. The Owls week 2, they'll be hosting Counter Sport. We'll obviously be broadcasting that game as well. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:45 pregame. Next Friday, the Owls host Counter Sport in the 20 home opener. And I believe that's going to be it from us from Punxsutawney. Again, final score of 56-0 for my color commentator, Cameron Snodgrass, for our statistician, Mark Irvin, and for our producing engineer, Nick Youngs. I'm Jimmy Keltz, and this has been Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.